traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I got dragged right back in.
Let me tell you something. If they knew who that kid's dad was, let me tell you something. That kid ain't getting bullied, bro.
Exactly.
Here we are in Park City, Utah. Park City, Utah. Welcome back to Pulse of the number one podcast in the world. It's a shit show. Kevin, show the set. So, I don't know how. I wouldn't call this a set.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's real. It's real bootleg. But sometimes we got to do what we got to do to bring you guys the content and the material. And we threw together a podcast. Georgie's not even staying in Park City for the snowboarding trip this
week. In and out just for this pod, baby.
Really?
Yep.
I appreciate that. Even it's Jake's birthday. You're not going to stay and celebrate.
You can't. I have a project that I'm working on. I'm super passionate about. I'm in and out, but this always stays first. I only hold that project for this, and that's it.
How high are you right now?
None. I sobered up after like just sitting around.
Because a few minutes ago, I was worried about you, man. Like you were
worried about me. You look like Kanye West after Kim divorced him.
I'm 37. I'm a senior.
You look 47, Mike.
It's not just Jake's birthday. It's my birthday too, brother. It was my birthday too. Show a little respect for a senior.
It was his birthday. He just turned 37. Mike turned 37. Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Not only did I turn 37,
bro, but when I said quit, shut up! What did you think I meant?
You doing that?
David, can I have some pizza? Wait. Okay.
Not only did I... Bro, if I hear one more fucking sound up there, I swear to God.
No, see, now it feels intentional.
Up with a slice of pizza.
A pizza.
Hey, seriously, shut the fuck up up there.
Thank you.
It's the world's number one podcast. What do you listen to, fucking Rogan, you pussy? Shut up.
It's pretty good.
Yo,
I noticed they don't give a fuck about us, bro.
I'm okay.
It's probably Todd.
I told you they'd be loud. That you said they wouldn't. You looked at me funny when I said,
Mike, is this your house?
You know why, Mike? They got no fucking respect.
I'm good.
Those boys don't respect us, bro.
Handle it.
They don't respect us. Todd doesn't respect us. Todd should be in a fucking hot Dubai prison cell for all I care. For all I fucking care. We bailed Todd out of a hot Dubai prison cell. He should be sucking my dick right now, bro. Let alone clanking plates upstairs. Shut up!
Not only did I turn 37, but also our good friend, Lana Rhodes or Mara Maple, depending on what channel you watch on, had a child. Can someone clap anyone?
Yes.
We have to hold our phone so we can't clap. Bro, I've been spending the past 8+ months explaining to everyone calmly that it's not my child. Had an understanding that it was going to come out looking a little bit differently than I look. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, no, I'd like some...
Thing came out looking like pure as the driven snow, like a macadamia nut. And I'm driven right back into the fucking the fold again. All the little kids on TikTok, it might be Mike Malak's kid.
Wow.
He's going to get bullied in high school. They're all making the videos again.
He's going to get bullied.
I got dragged right back into the shit.
Let me tell you something. If they knew who that kid's dad was, let me tell you something. That fucking kid ain't getting bullied.
Exactly.
That kid's
probably never gonna see the inside of a fucking normal fucking. He's gonna be in private schools, flying on private jets with fucking watching private screenings of movies. He's just a private type of kid.
But listen, dude.
It's a beautiful, healthy baby boy. It's what we hoped. And honestly, the girl is glowing. She said she feels like it's Jeff. You could probably relate to this. Feels like it's Christmas morning every single day. That's what she said.
I'm Jewish, so I don't know what that feels like.
Jeff, you know, sitting next to the biggest Christian out there. Jeff, you might not know. Not him. Not that guy's going to be burning in hell.
It feels like the first night of Hanukkah every day.
But we have 8 nights.
Wow. Bro, Jeff, just fucking get on the program here.
Mike, I think it's so sweet how positive you talk. Shut up. I think it's so sweet you talk about your ex.
I mean, bro, we all were friends with her as well. And like, I don't know, I guess I've tried really hard to make sure that at the end of a romantic relationship, the friendship still
exists. I know, but
exists.
What about this?
Bro, how many things are you going to say that have to be bleeped out on this fucking show?
What about the ups and downs?
No, he ruined it. You said it cuts,
and I just gave you ups and downs.
We'll cut in this show.
Okay. No, we just do bleeps and shit.
What happened when you cut her?
Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a, like, okay, so I was... I'm a Christian, right?
George,
what's so funny about that, George?
Something off camera, not that.
Well, so I'm a Christian, and so I believe in compassion, bro. And just because somebody wrongs you doesn't mean that you have to fucking, you know, wipe your ass with them.
I'm so different, man. I'm a little vengeful. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I know. I said one thing about
you. Logan's not a Christian, and he's not compassionate.
I'm working on it. I swear to God, it's what I talked to my therapist about. Yeah, compassionate and being considerate.
You talk to a therapist?
Yes, I do.
How often does that happen?
Well, she has to kind of drag me into the sessions. I avoid her.
Physically drags you into the sessions?
No, they're Zooms. They're Zooms. Okay. You proud though?
Proud? Or I mean, why would someone proud?
All right, fuck you, bro.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud.
Getting a therapist is good for everyone.
I'm joking.
I think it's a good thing.
No matter who it is, just talking to people.
That's why.
Talking.
That's why. It's not like my results are immediate, but oftentimes they'll like subconsciously sit in the back of my head. So I know that I have to work on this thing. I have to work. And eventually I start to do it.
It's been years of me and Mike telling you like, hey, you need to talk about certain things, or you need to like,
you know,
stay
what,
with yourself and like sit with yourself, and you could never do it.
Do you know?
Never.
Do you know what the thing? Things changed. I will say a little bit. My last session with her was a little different because So for those of you who have been following my little substance addiction with weed battle back and forth, I can safely say I've kicked it. I've completely kicked my weed dependency. It is so fucking great to be weed free, man. I forgot how like clear is the word I'll use.
What was the turning?
It was just a time thing. I noticed I stopped getting irritable. I could eat. My gag reflex that I somehow developed went away. I could sleep again.
No gag reflex, huh?
No. Well,
you developed, huh?
What's wrong with sucking a little dick, Mike?
This is the second time we did this. He's like throwing out little subtle hints.
Nah. I kicked it, and I feel so good. I feel so good and productive. My productivity has, no joke, 3x.
They say that consistency is one of the rarest traits of a human being. So it's, you were saying time, consistent, like staying on that. Yeah. That's what it did.
Yeah.
You look healthier. I don't know about the little side haircut thing, dude. I don't know what was going on with that. You look like a, I don't even know.
I figured it out. The worse you look, the better you are in here.
Oh.
And the better you look out here, the more you're like, what happened?
Oh, I see.
Exactly.
No, but it's really good. It's really good for anyone just going through any sort of addiction shit. And Mike will tell you this, but like it definitely is better on the other side. And there was a syndrome. There's a syndrome. It's called cannabinoid hypermesis.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
I've never heard of it.
So I don't really know the details, and I'm not a doctor, but after I was throwing up on New Year's repeatedly all night, it didn't make sense, right? Something didn't add up. And some people were tagging me, and even some of their podcast listeners. There's a new syndrome. I think it's a syndrome. Cannabinoid hypermesis, it's called.
How do you remember that?
Because I read about it because people were sending it to me, and it's for people who, or some people who smoke absurd amounts of weed. I think it's either where they're still smoking or when they stop. Experience the nausea repeatedly throughout the day, kind of inexplicable. And they don't know much about this syndrome, but I felt like it was maybe something that I was experiencing. And
it just goes away.
I feel like you're experiencing, are you about to throw up right now? Did you guys, you had like a little.
No, I don't know. I was going to say something. Cannabinoid hypermesis.
You know one of the side effects of smoking weed for a long period of time is, right?
You just become a fucking dumbass.
You have a
memory loss.
Sometimes a memory. George, when I look at you right now and you're just so blissfully just stupid and high, it's just, I don't know what it is about. You're just looking, bro. The way you get when you smoke weed is you're just always like looking at us, like smiling like this.
I'm not high.
You're just so like, I love it. And by the way, I should say this. I'm sorry. It seemed like you completely lost your train of thought.
I really did, man.
I'm here to save you, as always.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
George has become
the
internet's...
What the fuck happened here? How did you just...
I'm going to toss that out to you. You've become the internet's favorite golden child. It doesn't matter what content you're in. Our audience loves you. The Night Shift audience loves you.
But who's cutting carrots?
I mean, dude, right when he's complimenting, too.
You George, I want to say, bro, I don't know what it is about your energy, but, like, you really have been crushing it lately, bro.
Well, I appreciate
I just want to take a second to say that. Everybody loves you.
I swear I'm not trying to be cheesy.
Oh, I got it. Sorry. It's because the strands nowadays, nowadays of weed.
I think it's, strands?
Strands?
Yeah, either one.
They're so strong, and weed pens. The THC concentration in weed pens is so high. It's like 92%, which is so high. And I was high more than I was not high, and it was always out of that fucking kid's pen. That kid's pen. Yeah, you. No. Kevin, you.
It's the oil, right?
It's the oil. So concentrate. Yeah. So this syndrome, we don't know again much about it because the strands have never been this strong, and nowadays they're just infusing
also,
these plants.
It's also how they extract it. So certain ones are extracted through with butane. Others are extracted through like cold ice. So like you don't know what you're smoking as opposed to just this little plant that grew from the ground.
Yeah.
At one point it was natural, and now it's like the crossbreeding.
Used to call it pot.
The lights. The how it's grown, the nutrients, everything is just, they've created a monster and how strong.
Some lady came up to me today in the airport. She's like, her husband just left. She's like, oh my God, my husband's like liberal and like, I haven't put this jacket on in so long and I found like a bag of pot in my jacket. And I was like, that's awesome. But I laughed because she called it pot. And I'm like,
yeah.
Did she grow it in this like pot over there? Why do they call it pot?
That's what they used to call it.
Yeah.
Maybe that is why. Because it grows in a pot outside your window. You know, we're talking about mental health right now. We're talking about people, you know, getting better, getting worse. AB has been on the scene lately. He was supposed to be a guest over on.
There's no way you're talking about this.
No, not George. You're so blissful right now.
Okay.
I'm just bringing it up. He's been spotted out, just partying. Not playing football, not really worrying much about football.
Well, he ran off the field, Mike.
Right. So I mean, what's the take on that? We were about to have him on the show.
No, I think he might be coming to Park City if he can find his way here.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I did invite him on because I think it'd be interesting. I made that diss track against him, and he's been losing his mind. But
you'd
not,
squash it,
huh?
You'd squash the beef.
There was never any beef. I solely made that because he wasted my time. Like I'm petty, bro. I was like, don't fucking waste my time. Back.
We knew he was going to waste the time.
Yeah. Anyways, fuck that conversation, bro. Tell that story about that girl who sucks
right now. You ready right now? I mean, yeah. I got stuff in the bag. I really like the idea of a chill. I'm ready for it. I like the idea of a chill podcast. I do want to just say really quick, just throw this out there. Our laugh track and clapping today is brought to you by Jeff Wittick from
Look.
Jeff FM.
Hey, when you guys
start
a fucking garage band, you're
going to
knock it off, or you're dead.
You're going to
kill the messenger. I'm
just
saying what
Mike told me
to say.
I mean it, too. I mean it, honestly. I'll stab someone.
You notice how the fucking noise stopped, huh?
Well, no. There. It sounds like they're playing with Hot Wheels now, dude.
Me and
the track, like it flips. Like a...
Me and Jeff...
What's the sound like? We don't have a technology with us right now.
Thanks for that, boys. Me and Jeff spent a little bit of time out the other night. Thanks for helping with the mic. Along with Sugar Sean. Sugar Sean's been in town. We went out. We had a little bit of an evening together. He went to Hyde. Went to a couple different places. We ended up at this after party. Mm-hmm. We're at this after party. It was hosted by the Chainsmokers. Great guys. And let me back up a second here. I'm sorry.
What the great guys part?
A couple weeks ago, we told a story on this very podcast. A story about a girl that you had once had a romantic interest in, that you had a romantic relationship with for a while.
For a while, yeah.
That we bleeped out her name. After you left for Puerto Rico, ended up coming on to me a little bit.
Yeah. Her name's
well,
she's a whore.
Okay, once again.
Dude,
Jesus.
Once again, that part will not be heard by the public. Anyways, we told the story here on the show about how, you know, like maybe the idea that Logan was out of the picture and there was a moment where she took my finger and put it down her throat to show that she had no gag reflex and all these things and said that, and I had said that she had offered to perform fellatio on me. Okay, right? Pretty normal conversation for impulsive. Well, last week, to my detriment, I'm listening to my second favorite podcast in the world, Tana Mongeau, Uncensored, classic, incredible program.
Yeah, love her. Love Tana.
And I hear a girl by the name of Brooke, a friend of mine, telling this story about how One, Logan Paul is a scumbag for leading her friend on for so long and continuously going back and forth and leaving relationships and then getting head from blah, 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 all this shit about Logan. But also how I was this immaculate liar. And the entire story about this girl was told to cover up the fact that I was trying to hook up with her and that it was unreciprocated. Imagine my dismay. Imagine my dismay in hearing this. No clapping.
Mike is not a liar.
Hold on a sec. Let's dig into this.
Yeah, let's dig in.
Oh my God, we've got another sponsor, guys. Today's sponsor, Dr. Squatch, is back again to save you from that shit soap and garbage personal care products you're probably using. Ditch that body wash that's packed with chemicals and could reduce your sperm count and clean your balls the right way. These guys have dominated YouTube, probably your IG feed, and are getting more coverage than this guy's fake Pokemon box. So consider yourself on notice to wake up and give their stuff a shot. Look, it's time to start taking your routine.
Take it what seriously?
Time to start taking your routine seriously. Get rid of that terrible body wash and that aluminum-filled antiperspirant. Dr. Squatch's stuff is designed specifically for men, made with only the best natural ingredients, and will have you feeling fresh and confident all day. Guys, PE class is over, and their manly scents won't have you smelling like a middle school locker room. Dr. Squatch makes high-performance bar soap, hair care, deodorant, and more, so your whole routine is covered. They've even got super convenient subscription plans with extra savings and free shipping, so you never run out when you need it most.
I'll take it from here. For a limited time, new customers can get 20% off orders, $20 or more, by clicking the link in my description or using the code DSCIMPULSIVE at checkout. Go take advantage of this limited time offer and finally start taking better care of your largest organ. Talking about your skin, guys, come on. It's not that big. Back to the...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Program.
I was appalled. I mean, dismay doesn't even barely covers it. The audacity is what I would say. Okay? So I hear this. And it's just really fucked up that these two talk about the situation like this, and Mike's a fucking liar and told everybody this story and it didn't happen.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Been like that, and that's why I don't fuck with them, blah, blah,
blah. Brooke is her roommate, right?
She's her podcast co-host.
But best friend of the girl for like years.
Correct, of the girl.
Must have lied.
Correct.
To Brooke.
Well, hold on, let me tell you. We don't know that it was a lie. The girl that keeps getting bleeped out, I believe, said to Brooke, that story is completely untrue.
Yeah.
Mike had tried to DM me and hook up with me. I didn't want to, so he made up an elaborate backstory like he was J.R.R. Tolkien.
Let's see the
making the next fucking Hobbit.
Let's see the DMs.
Shut up, Jeff. I'm telling a fucking story right now. Right?
Jeff goes, he goes, prove it.
hey, my ass clinched. I was like, oh, shit. So listen. So this whole story was made up and fabricated, right? And by the way, do you want to know how I know, beyond the fact that, of course, I watched Dan Uncensored? Being tagged by multiple accounts. Mike Malak, the liar, strikes again. This piece of shit. He may have got off crack, but he's still a lying scumbag. Scumbag piece of crap. That was not right now, guys. only when there's something that actually drives balls. But I appreciate it.
Hey, but you know what? I love you guys going with your gun. So just like keep doing
it. But
that.
I keep getting tagged in all these accounts. So I'm like, you know what? Shit. Are we going to fucking address this? I text Tana. I say, Tana, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
That was not a lie. It was the seriousness of the situation. I got people that will back me up. She's like, well, Mike, I don't know. So I go to this party the other night with Sugar and Jeff and all these people. And I'm walking around making greetings, talking to people, so on and so forth. And I walk up to a crew of people, and who do I see standing right there in front of
the
me?
The girl.
No.
Good old Brookie.
Brookie McBrookster.
Oh. Brookie McBrookster.
McBrook.
And I walk up, and I walk up, and I pause for a second, and I say, well, that's exactly what I said. I said, look who we got here. And she looked at me, and it looked like she saw a fucking ghost, bro. She was like,
I never thought I'd see Mike out at a party in LA. Ever.
It's 4 a.m. You're the last person I thought I'd see here. I said, Brookie, why did you tell such an audacious story about me on the show? And she said the following. I'm going to take a second right now to apologize to you. I made a very severe error. And I said, do tell. Do tell, Brooke. What kind of error are we talking about? And she goes, well, all right, I'll just tell you. You know, I recorded that episode, and I thought I had the whole thing figured out, and everything made so much sense. But a couple days after the podcast aired, the guy I was talking to for the past 2 years came up to me and said that the same girl that I defended wanted to let him know that she has no gag reflex.
She's on a fucking rampage.
Took his finger and put it down her throat to let everyone know, or to let him know, that she does not have a gag reflex. And I said, well, that's just a startling detail, isn't it? And she said, listen, I feel terrible. And, you know, of course, my virgin ears are waiting for just one word to come out of her mouth. Sorry. I apologize. Didn't hear it that night. But I said to her, listen, Brookie, I like you. I think you're a great podcast co-host. You're a great person. But both Logan Paul and myself would be dazzled if you were to make a public apology. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. We asked.
It's surprising that you guys are just so, like, baffled about this girl sticking fingers down her throat.
Jeff, you know her. Yes. And you've known her for a while. And you've seen her go from innocent little sweetheart.
So should we help her?
With what? Fucking blowjob rehab? The fuck exists.
You're talking
bro.
About like.
All right, honey.
You're talking. I'm
don't
just saying.
Don't put your hands near your mouth for 31 days.
Sounds like she's
we're going to wean you off cock. In this fucking rehabilitation
What's
center
good?
In Malibu.
What's
it doesn't
good?
Exist, Jeff.
You get,
I don't
to,
think
you
it
get to get off drugs. Why can't she get off giving
stick
for a little bit? I'm just asking
so,
questions.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's not that. It's not that.
She's a nice girl.
Ladies, go suck some dick. 100%. Go suck some
dick. Definitely your man's
but,
dick.
No. But don't stab people that care about you in the back. That's the issue. Bro, he's my best friend, and I had like a long-term, like, whatever the fuck with this girl.
Yep.
She tried to suck his dick. That's fucked up. Her best friend and roommate going after her man.
That's bad.
Who are you? You fucking scumbag. Like, yeah, I'm a scumbag, a little Ali girls on some time here and there, but I'll never pull
all right, hold on a
like
second.
That.
Once again, not to get into the defense mode, but I do want to back this. I want to pump the brakes. We're getting crazy here. What do you think it is that's like going on? And I think Jeff, you were asking this, like, what is going on, bro? Like, why is it that you feel so intent on making it known that you're the queen of Bob? You're Lorena Bobbitt. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it, bro? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like she wants her fucking level 10 attribute in some sort of blowjob video game. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
She could get it too, though. That's the thing.
You told me. I, of course, I don't know because I would never do something like that to my boy. Oh, well, you also told me I couldn't. I couldn't pull it off.
Now, man, I bet you could pull it off.
No, I would never, dude. I just couldn't do that.
Just for the story of the podcast.
I would drive her to BJ Rehab, though, in Dune Point.
Where is it? Where is it?
I mean, so
that's
anyways,
sad. Sad.
It's you
sad.
Know, Brookie, Tana, love you guys. Sucks that it had to go down like that, but I'll never talk to either of you guys again. I blocked you both on Instagram.
Damn. Jake made $45 million.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Wow. YouTube's number two most paid influencer. Wow. It's crazy, man. It's a lot of money.
Much more than I made, according to that list.
Yeah, you were
double.
Way down there.
Double.
I was number nine.
I've been meaning to ask you since the list came out. How does it feel to be a fucking loser?
Yeah.
Now? Like you, bro, like unreal. I know. How far down you? What number was it?
Nine. I might as well not have even been on the list. It's bad. It's real bad.
How do you get out of bed in the morning?
Doesn't do YouTube.
I got ripped off the fucking Pokemon cards too. If Floyd paid me in full, maybe I'd be a little higher on that list, you know? But yeah, the fucking Pokemon cards too. $3.5 million.
On some G.I. Joes.
$3.5 million on fucking G.I. Joe. I cannot believe it. That was a sad day. That was a very sad day. We should talk about this a little bit because I think there's gonna be a little bit deeper of a story here.
Yeah.
You can't just scam someone out of millions of dollars like that, right? Without legal consequences?
I mean, what contract did they sign?
No, this guy. Oh man, really?
I don't know.
What's like what the goes fraud down to a judge or anything?
Yeah,
because by the way, it looks like we have the group of people who are actively doing this and are like scammers. They just didn't assume that I
was
going to
get the box.
I was going to get the box. They assume
now
that
this is
they
assume, this can go further. If it was just one person and he was like, "Yo, I did a deal and like here it is." Yeah, there's fraud.
It's definitely fraud. It's a whole thing because it's crazy. I was wondering why I was never asked to buy that box. Knowing how much I care about Pokemon, the fact that the box made its way around me, I was surprised.
Too much heat.
Especially because the broker had sold me something in the past. He knows me. He knows my interest in Pokemon, and yet it skirted me. They didn't want to get it to me because I was the only one who had the balls to fucking open the case.
Or to televise it.
Everything. I mean, it's an L, and I'm not afraid to say it's a fat fucking L.
But it's not an L for you. Like,
I will say this. I will say this. Matt, the guy who sold it to me.
Stand-up guy.
He reimbursed me, paid in full. He's a great guy. He's a massive sports card collector. But him chasing his $2.7 million.
We're helping him, you know?
We're trying to get all the information we can because, again, it's a whole thing. People have suggested making like a documentary out of it.
Well, I was going to ask you. I know people don't always know what goes on behind the scenes, but I'm usually pretty up to like speed on the things that are going on in your life. Like you guys, both of you keep me, even though we don't live together anymore, keep me pretty in tune with what's happening. And honestly, when that happened, I had no idea. And I reached out to Logan and
no idea of what?
Of any of it. I had no idea that he had bought. I knew the case was bought, but I didn't know like he bought it without seeing it. I didn't know any of that stuff. So I hit him up and I said, hey, like, can I be completely honest with you? Mm-hmm. I thought it was for content, dude.
So did Jake.
I honestly see comments. I thought it was made up.
I see content comments that they think I was acting. They think it's fake.
But it's not.
Not fake at all.
No, the guy that he bought it from is one of the most reliable people in the collectible space.
Got it.
No, it's not fake at all. It's 100% real. The room, being in that room that night was incredibly, incredibly sad. The energy and the tragic feeling in the room was so palpable. There was a female there. She was a fellow employee of the authentication company. She started crying. It was so sad, bro. And I felt bad for the guy.
I did too.
Who opened the case? Yeah, who opened the case
and verified it.
You got no business authenticating shit when people are dropping multiple millions of dollars. Oh. Like I don't have sympathy in that regard. Like you
how many boxes?
I watched all the videos. One of the smartest things that was said was the more cases or the more packaging that's on top of the actual product is the way in which they could cheat you. So you can see the first edition box with the colors, you could see right away that's a real box or not. Pretty much or people that know it, where there's a cardboard box on top of it, you just don't know what's inside.
Plus the BBCE seal. That's the reason you buy the box because BBCE, a reputable authentication company.
He shouldn't have authenticated a cardboard box.
No.
He should open it.
Yes. How do you authenticate a fucking cardboard? That makes no sense. It seems like the
also the videos
was in on that.
Mike, you haven't been in.
Is there a chance? No, shut up, Jeff. I'm drawing up drama right now. Is there a chance that there was some sort of collusion?
Could be
the Russian type.
Paid off.
That kind of shit.
Paid off. Absolutely. It makes sense.
Absolutely.
Because it was too easy for the people online and one of those guys to be like, "This is why it's wrong, and this is why it's wrong, and this is why it's wrong." And I'm like, "Damn, you're fucking like FBI." Like
he's sharp. His name is Rattle Pokemon. I sent him a thank you. I also offered to send him some Prime as like a little. He refused to accept it. He goes, I'm not doing this for money, bro. I was like,
Prime or the money?
That I said, I mean, it's not money. I just like to send you some product, like as a, like a little gesture. And so we're going to send him some Prime. We finally got him to break. But he's like a great guy who, again, without one guy, when I got sent his video that said, you know, this box could be fake, it had 2,000 views. Like, he didn't make it for the glory. He did it for...
He also had help. There were other people that he quoted, like, hey, this person helped me identify this section.
It
was cool. I watched like 20 minutes, 30 minutes of his videos.
I did not think it was going to be fake, dude. I did not think
you didn't think it was gonna be fake.
I didn't think it was gonna be fake.
I thought after that video, I was like, "There's definitely that. This it's questionable."
I watched 15 seconds of it and said, "I'm not gonna concern myself with this headache."
I watched all of it.
You watched four. That was a 40-minute video.
I watched all of it. Two videos.
You watched both.
He had two videos. Yeah.
Holy shit!
I was like, "Yo, is this real? Like, you just got conned for 3.5?"
I am also confused. Who clacks plates for that long?
Jeff, I think they're playing.
Jeff, fucking handle it, bro, before I do. Please.
No, because I'll handle it. It's going to be violent. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors, my family over at Barstool, the Barstool Sportsbook. Back me, and by the way, we win, or your favorite Barstool personality on the Barstool Sportsbook today and get exclusive boosted odds on the biggest action in sports. Check out our boosted odds under in the exclusives Bet with Barstool section of the app. Hurry, these exclusive boosts will not last long. You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia or Virginia.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. They're expanding rapidly, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, proud partner right here. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Back.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
To the program.
I think this is a great time to let everybody know that I was really, really fucked up on Red Bull for like a good part of this podcast. And I was hearing
Red Bull?
I'm not kidding. I had no sleep last night and I was trying everything to pull together. But he kept saying, you're grinning, is because I was like, I'm about to pass out. So I was just sitting here like smiling. And I was like, dude, I can't pass out on an airplane and on the podcast. I go, I don't want to be that guy. But like when you guys started talking about Pokemon, my blood started cooling off and I feel good now. So I'm back.
Trauma is good for you, George. I'm glad my tragic box break.
George, took you 30 minutes to actually say that though?
I was counting the heartbeats. I was like, okay, where
you know
where
that used to happen to me sometimes. I would sweat.
Who told you not to buy Pokemon cards? This guy. You said you wanted to catch them all. I said, don't do that.
He's done very well with Pokemon cards, George. You were very also the same guy that said, you're going to buy these crypto things?
CryptoPunks.
I still follow through with that. Give me 10 to 20 years and let the IRS step in. And then I'm going to be like this. What NFT did you guys have, huh?
Hey,
non-fungible tokens?
George, what happens when there's no IRS in that amount of time?
Ooh, you're getting deported.
Jokes aside. The use case for NFTs became so much more exemplary and obvious after I got scammed out of a fake Pokemon box. A physical product was not what I bought. That will not happen with non-fungible tokens. That's the point of the technology.
Sorry.
It's verification. It's digital. It's verification of digital assets.
So do you believe that there would have been verification of that box of physical cards, or are you talking about simply in the digital world?
I'm saying the use case of NFTs, if it's not becoming more and more obvious to people, like okay, we're getting tricked because dick butts and like fucking these dumbass NFTs that I'm even buying.
I say cats.
Wait, you bought a dick butt?
No, I didn't buy a dick butt. But I buy some dumbass NFTs. Bro, I have money in crypto solely for experimentation because I'm good at making it with other shit. I know, bro, my World of Women collection right now is vast. That project is
great. Oh my God,
fucking missed it.
The project
I'm
is
pissed because I was not in the-
I told all of you!
I wasn't included in that text group.
No.
That's what happened.
How many did you buy?
I missed out.
I bought 42.
You're fucking-
42?
Let me
run through this.
I'm fucking Jeff.
Let me run through this. 42 at what strike price? What did you get it at?
Total. I dropped about 800K total in World of Women.
You sold one.
And I sold one the other day for 700.
So now you have 40 left?
Yes.
Unfucking real.
The most reason I'm pissed is because when you got into Pokemon, I bought a box. I was like, I'm fucking following him. And I would have fucking had it.
But ready for this? He bought them. We all bought a couple at around 2 ETH. You bought them probably a little bit lower than that.
I paid a little more.
Two ETH?
Yeah, 2, 3, 4.
I still have mine. I still have my World of Women.
How do you feel?
He has 38 World of Women left, purchased at 2 ETH a piece. You know what the floor was upon starting to film this show? Don't take a guess.
12?
Not too far off.
Yeah, 15?
Not too far off.
15?
Do the math. Discuss.
It's like 1.3 million in WoW.
I got one that I told you guys to buy. It's growing.
Oh yeah, don't say it.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
But okay, this is what I'm saying. Like it's becoming more and more obvious to me that verification, which turns out sometimes to be real fucking hard in real life with assets like Pokemon cards, for example, is super important.
They've been doing this for a long time. A lot of counterfeit has been happening. Clothing has it. So in some of the actual tags, they have like RFID chips that you can scan and then say, hey, this is verified that this is a Louis Vuitton bag or a Chanel bag, like real product. So yeah, of course you need that.
It's, I'm telling you, it's a thing. I'll keep harping on it. Stop making fun of NFTs. People like, yo, it is important technology. And I think it's become more and more prominent in our everyday
lives.
Just
one part of NFTs.
One part.
There's so much about it.
Agree.
It's amazing.
I think this will be the year of the DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization.
DAC.
DAC, Decentralized Autonomous Community, whatever you want to call it. The DAO, the NFT, and Web3 progress. Speaking of women, can I tell?
No shit, Sherlock.
Absolutely.
Sorry,
he called you stupid.
I'm happy those two are together over there. It's like
no wonder.
He said, like, I look at him and it's like.
I don't like how much.
Why are you saying no shit?
Your teeth, bro.
Bro, you
Logan,
like
suck in.
Yes, of course.
What do you mean? Not everyone knows that.
The whole world.
No, Jeff. What? You are in a bubble, bro. Trust me.
How do you feel now?
Trust me. No,
I feel like I'm in a bubble.
I think. Listen to me. All right, I have a theory. This is gonna get fucking deep. All right. I think every single human being on this planet should make every move that they do or every business endeavor or goal or anything they want to achieve with the metaverse and Web3 in the back of their mind. I think is going to be a gold mine. It is so untapped and the potential as of now is limitless because no one knows how it's going to work or what's going to work in this space. Humans, our species, are very simple creatures. We have a hard time seeing past the now. I believe mentally I'm creating 2 years ahead of the present. The more and more I do this and the better I get at creating for a space or a world that doesn't exist yet, I'll be able to see 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Elon Musk is about 10 years in the future.
Further,
right? Like he's way down the line. But it's really hard for us to imagine that one day, 100%, people's digital lives will be worth more than their physical lives, and people will not want to take off those headsets.
It's good to hear you say this because you've always been a present person where you could only see because you had to like create for the moment and the next day. Like you had to like be on top of it that you couldn't take time to zoom out. There's a guy named Ray Kurzweil who's a major futurist inventor. He invents things that the technology doesn't even exist
today.
That's
what I'm trying to do.
Where technology has to catch up.
Yep.
To make the things that he already wrote down and already has trademarked.
Yep.
He's the head of innovation now for Google.
So this stuff is all I think about. It drives me fucking crazy and it's so exciting to me because I'm a creator, but I'm growing up. And like I like making YouTube content and I put out a couple YouTube videos. Both trended number one.
That felt good.
Claps.
That felt, that,
now Come on. Using, what are you sleeping
that
right
felt
over
good.
There?
You know, I'm getting... pretty good at storytelling. Me and Hayden got a good thing going on, bro. We got good back and forth.
Are you
going
to get back into posting regularly?
No. But if I have a story that's worthy of being told on YouTube, yeah, I'm more than happy.
Because you gave a bunch of fucking low gangsters boners, bro. Like fucking raging rock hard
boners.
Dude,
the low gang lives on, brother.
Women, the
low gang lives on.
You don't think females can get boners, Jeff?
Don't be sexist, Jeff.
Don't be sexist.
I'm saying
the range of intelligence we get to. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we talk about some shit that people are like, yeah. And then you're like, lady boners. Like, how the fuck? How does it get here?
Well, George, all right, George, you call it out. You want to talk about you know, solipsism today? Solipsism? You want to talk about the horizon theory?
I don't like talking about things I can't pronounce.
No, no, but I'm saying, like, what do you want to talk? Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to the highest?
Guys, George is moving.
Whoa!
Wait, no,
Jeff,
no,
shut up.
Wait, actually, you know, on that note, can we swap Jeff's?
I like
that. You get, okay. Jeff.
It's for the program. I like you, Jeff.
Next time you learn.
It's for the program.
Give me your phone. We're using it as the other. The sexy Jeff's coming in now.
Hey, Jeff. Damn.
They both got same texture jacket.
The collective of this looks of this group just went up by about 50 points, bro. Okay.
Jeff, can I ask you why I just stole my drink and drank it in front of me?
Are you like that?
It makes the eye grow back.
Yo,
if that doesn't sell,
you guys paying attention? We gotta stop smoking weed. Look at him, get him, see him. He's got a problem.
Look at the one on the left's face is fucking stupid.
They're living 3 years ahead in the future. We're 3 years behind. No more weed.
He's right. He's right, boys. It's clear. It's clear on this side. This is why I'm talking so fast. I'm thinking about living in the future. Like it's. I'm onto something. I'm onto something, boys. It
or
could be crack cocaine,
bro.
Or
it's a gateway drug. This is why I'm talking really fast, guys. Once you get to that step, you want to get to the next step, and that's chapter 4 with Mike. I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. You take it away. I gotta make myself throw up,
Jeff,
a little bit.
Bro, this guy was asleep. Wait, actually, he was asleep 30 minutes ago.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, actually, why is he laughing about it?
Remember that time I went to the bathroom that time? Remember episode 1?
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom. He's having a panic.
Oh, he's
attack.
Actually having a little thing, huh?
Yo, Jeff Wittick. Look these up. Buy these things. I want them for
They're
Jeff.
Good. They're
them.
Sharp.
Jeff Wittick, welcome back to the show, brother.
Thanks.
Park City, Utah.
Last time I was here was a lot different circumstances. I cried the whole time, you know? It was lame,
your
you know? Delete
place.
That episode.
Your
Delete
accident
it.
Took place here.
Yep.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now I came back to fucking conquer the lake and all the cranes that fucked my brain up.
Yeah, fuck those cranes.
Fuck the cranes. You want to go blow up a crane?
So full transparency, Jeff. Before we came out here, I was out with the entire squad the other night. David, Scott, like all of them.
Yeah.
Natalie, everybody. They seem kind of upset that they weren't able to get the job done completely.
They wanted me dead.
100%. And I told them that I was bringing you back here, and they got this twinkle in their fucking eye, like maybe this is the time it actually happens.
Finish
you know what
the
I'm
job,
saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think
you want to go stop by the lake? I mean, it could be a good experience for me. Maybe I gotta, you know, let go over there and see that lake again.
How's the eye doing?
It's been a year and a half. Perfect vision ever since I started drinking Prime. 2020, baby, I'm back. Hold up fingers over there. Give me some finger tests.
Yo,
okay,
shut the
okay.
fuck up.
Okay, bro.
Shut up.
That's fucking.
Shut up. I hear one fucking sound for 20 more fucking minutes. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. He needs.
Shut up.
It's got to be Todd, bro.
It's just. Here's the problem. Let me be honest.
You got no respect,
listen,
bro.
No, stop. This is the only thing that's different this time. Every other time we've shot a podcast on a trip, it's always been a house that you paid for. On this particular trip, they threw in. So it makes me, it's just, but also, shut the fuck
they
up.
They chipped in money. You told me I had to split it with you 50-50.
Shut up, Jeff. Before
they're
I take
fucking
out your
chipping
fucking
in?
Eye, right?
Okay. Cool it. Let's get back to the topic here.
Yo, Mike tried
about.
To get me to throw in. I go, Mike, I'm there for 5 hours. He goes, come on, bro.
I just prorated it, 16-50. So what?
It's going to cost you
$17. I go, Mike, I don't even have a bedroom. He goes, you don't now. I go, what the fuck, Mike? I never had one.
You know me, bro. You're
funny.
You're
a funny guy. Go ahead, bro.
What was I talking about? Let's not do the finger test. They're too far away.
Okay.
That was pretty, yeah.
Talking about how Prime healed your eye.
Oh, Prime's great. It's actually delicious, man. No way that stuff doesn't have like a bunch of sugar in it. It tastes like those quarter waters when, I don't know, Mike, you grew up back, you know, in New York in the hood.
Smoking
you had the quarter water,
yeah.
Smoking crack,
right.
Heroin, sucking off. You do what you got to do to
100%.
Get money. Yes. And a quarter for one of those juices, and they
quarter
were delicious,
waters.
But that was just sugar,
it's all
shit,
sugar.
Water.
Yeah, we got 2 grams.
Now we're in the future, and future. We have all types of healthy ingredients that can make those flavors. It's unbelievable. It's crazy stuff.
It's really great, Jeff. I appreciate you plugging me my product.
How do you not? I got to ask you this, Jeff. I don't think I've ever met a man who was able to make. I don't think I've ever met a man in general, to be honest with you. But I don't think I've ever met a man who was able to make women swoon. You know what that word means, Jeff?
Yeah.
how are you single, buddy? Like, how? Why do you get in your early 30s? You're getting older and shit. You don't want to lock down like a little model or something?
I mean, Mike, you're a fucking hypocrite, bro, asking that question. You're 37. You're way older than
me. Whoa, yours is by choice. He's asking to figure it out.
Light years ahead of me. And I don't know. I was in a relationship for a bit. It didn't work out. Now, you know, I'll figure it out. I got to get my own head straight, you know? I just got my fucking vision back. You want me to bring a girl into this world?
So your head's fucked up. You, speaking of head, you told me earlier today that you once got head for...
Whoa!
Is that true? Is that true? Is that true?
We'll bleep the name.
Is that true?
I can't. I. Yeah, but I don't want to say. I don't want to say that.
That's fire.
We'll bleep the name.
Fucking dude.
That's cool.
Please.
No, that's dope. No, and then also, I'm not. Listen. I want you to know this. From the
We were talking about investments and fucking NFTs, bro. No, you hit me with fucking blowjobs in the bathroom when I was 19.
I want you to know this from the bottom of my heart.
Had a Thursday at her house with wine. He used to give me, you know, like it was 8 o'clock. I go, oh, good buddy.
Maybe the bathroom is a better place for you.
Man. I do a lot of content with you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Yeah. I do a lot of content with you.
Yeah.
Your podcast, your barbershop.
Yeah.
Every time I go on one of your shows, you make sure there's fresh heroin needles as gags. Mm-hmm. You make sure there's bags of white substances as gags. Mm-hmm. You ask my girlfriend if she likes getting railed on camera. When you
want to give the people what they want, Mike.
Just hear me out. When you come on this particular program, you're in the lion's den, buddy. You get absolutely no fucking sympathy here.
Let me take this moment to announce that I now have equity of Impulsive. Mike actually...
It took me a year!
He was using again, and he was low on dough, so he offered up some of his shares. So yeah, now I'm a part of this show, and I'm excited, man. I think it's going to be great, you know?
That's fantastic. That's
yeah, thanks, guys. George is great, too, man. This guy was knocked out cold a half hour ago. I thought we were going to have to wake him up.
Dude, I had a lot of Red Bull.
It's just weird that it would have that effect.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Caffeine.
I just kept pounding because my eyes are closing, but they're up now.
Do you know I've taken a little break from women? You know, well, that's not true entirely.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, it's just crazy to hear you just absolutely lie. Brooke, Tana, you see this shit? That was a fucking lie. You want to talk about this on your podcast? Talk about this shit.
No. Okay, so I've developed...
Like, where are you going with this?
Okay.
It's one of those... No, really quickly, it's one of those ones again where you say something where you're actively lying in real time. Like, I took a little break from the girls. He flew a girl probably here with him.
No, she flew in separate.
Bro, how about this? Upstairs, 10 minutes ago, Logan, right before we started shooting the podcast, you know what's different about Impulsive? We keep it fucking real.
Guys, I corrected myself. It's not lying if you correct yourself. But yeah, I lied.
I lie all the time on my podcast. 50% of what I say in my podcast is lies.
What were you gonna say? No, I've rearranged my priorities a bit. They've dropped a couple rungs on the priority ladder because of, you know, I talked about it in Stad. Fucking some hooly-dooly shit, some lion shit. It's just time. It's a time and energy thing. And so, you know, I'm spending time in Puerto Rico, minding my business. And all of a sudden, a girl who I had DM'd years ago, baddie, who left me unseen, I think. I actually had to unsend it. I was very embarrassed.
You're that guy.
A message request from Logan Paul. There's nothing there. It's just blank space. So you sent me nothing.
No, because
that's worse. Because then now it's up to their imagination.
I got in a relationship and I didn't want her like screenshotting or some shit. Like, so unsent. Fuck that.
Good cover up, but you know there's a timestamp.
I know, but
you're
I
don't a male hooly dooly.
What?
I'm kidding.
I'm all fucked up on Red Bull.
Drunk ass Red Bull.
I'm not drunk or high. Stop spreading these false accusations.
I love how you use violence over here to keep everybody in check.
100%.
And guess what? We've gotten violent. Mike and I have gotten violent. He threw a chair at me. He threw a big metal chair at me.
Used a weapon.
It was in response to a shove.
I shoved him. I shoved him very hard.
We're in Miami. And some shit happened.
Oh, yeah?
We were in tight
quarters.
How
long ago was this? Was that when you put
it was the first? It was the first time I ever had intercourse with my ex.
Oh, yeah? Wait,
should
hold
we tell
on.
A story?
I guess, dude. Fuck it,
you
bro.
Put a pin in the girl's story, in the women's story, because that's funny.
All right, fuck it. Here we go. Me and Logan I don't even know how to tell this properly. Me and Logan, we decided we're going to... Why were we split? We were poor. Were we poor at the time?
No, we were homies.
Just friends.
We're just homies.
We're going to split a room in Miami for...
Logan was never poor as long as I know.
Poor people do.
Well, he gets split cash rooms. Poor sometimes.
I can't afford a burger, but you want to split this Hyatt with me?
What the fuck is wrong with you, Mike? I'm sorry. All the medium class people hate the fuck out of you, brother. Like, what the fuck you mean poor people? I split shit with my parents to go to Disneyland. You fucking asshole.
It was a joke. But we split this room for one of the fights. I think it was for like Jake's fight. We're in Miami. And tight quarters, man. And by the way, no doors on the bedrooms.
No doors.
And this was at a time when I thought Lana was going to be the kind of girl that could travel in groups and kind of be cool hanging out during parties and stuff. Found out later, she's not really cool in that kind of crowd. She likes her space and to just be on her own. So, you know, we're tucked into these tight quarters and me and her had never hooked up. We'd never done it, dude. And it had been over 2 weeks, bro. And I was starting to get, I wanted to do it, bro, because I really was putting a lot of work into this relationship, and I was excited. I'll be completely honest with you. I was excited to have sex with Lana Rhodes. I know.
Were you in love at this point? Or were
shut
you just
up.
Like,
I'm okay, telling I'm the fuck sorry, story. I'm kidding. No, I don't know. Maybe, George. Maybe. I don't know.
I just want to know. I want to be there.
I had intense feelings. She had intense feelings, but I think we were both trying to like play it cool. Plus, we were just in this fucked up situation. So, you know, we're in the room one day. It's probably like 6-7 o'clock. And we get under the covers. There's some hanky-panky, some grabbing going on. Things are getting all fucking gushy and lovey and all that stuff. And I'm like, yo, this is the fucking one, dude. And I feel it, dude. The blood flow is throbbing through my penis, bro.
Blue
chew's kicking in heavy. I'm under the fucking covers, bro. And I start to... I get the green light. She talks to her legal team, whatever it is she has to do. She gets the contract signed. I get the green light, dude. Slide the thing in there. Things are going fucking great. I'm you know, I got the good stroke going, and I hear like some rustling, some ruffling. And it ain't the ruffling that I'm trying to hear, if you know what I mean. There's some sort of intruder. Someone's come a knocking to see what's a rocking, if you know what I'm saying. I look around. First thing I see is a big old road mic hanging off of a fucking camera. The second thing I see is a big old camera. And the third thing I see is a controversial YouTuber attached to a camera poking a stupid fucking unbearded face around the side of the corner while I'm in one of the most intimate moments of my fucking life doing dirt that I've been working on for the past 2.5 weeks.
My turn. The room had no doors and is connected to the kitchen. I was in the kitchen minding my bit, having Lunchables, doing my whatever, fuck. And I see like... under the covers, you couldn't see anything, but you could see the movement. You know when tortoises fuck? And they go... That's what was happening. And I said, I'm in the public domain, and I can see it. I think it's fair game. And, you know, there's covers, and there's all covers. And so, yeah, I pointed the camera at him. You know, I was vlogging. I give the people what they want. A lot of people want to see Mike fucking Lana.
Mm-hmm. Do you sell that
the
video?
The problem is, you know, it's invasive. It's invasive. There was a time in my life where I was willing to do some fucked up shit for content. Surprise. Y'all knew that about me. And maybe I shouldn't have done it, but also maybe you shouldn't fuck in the common areas. That's why we have that rule. That's a rule.
No fucking in the common
areas. No fucking in the common areas for this fucking rule. And so he was right. And then he just started like raising his voice at me later that evening. And I was like, yo, chill. And he
in front
chill.
Of her or not in front of her?
In front of everyone.
In front of everyone.
And his girl.
See, I need to get to the dirt, man.
What? Hold on a second.
Because sometimes when the girl's around, you're kind of like, no, you can't talk to me like that.
No, 100%. In front of his new girl, by the
way.
Oh,
not your girl?
No, both.
Both girls.
He also. Oh, so, bro, sheesh. it was like a fucking thing.
It was like two bulls.
It got louder. And he, bro, I rarely get to the vein out, red face, like that kind of. I blacked out. I honestly blacked out. Like literally.
I've never seen this version.
Saw
of
red.
You go damn. Grab the camera.
You interrupted his nut, bro.
Literally. I was screaming. There was spit coming out of my fucking mouth. And he
It didn't happen then. Yeah. It was like later that night.
Because, bro, in all fairness, also, we were both very hungover and very stupid. Yeah. Like we weren't making smart decisions at all at the time. And we got into this massive fucking exchange, and he gave me a very solid sternum level shove
of the ages.
But it wasn't, you know, the shoves that are like connect first, then push. It wasn't one of those. It was one of the long range connect at the end.
It was
like a chest punch.
It was a. I punched him. Yeah. Basically, with
And that's when I went from 9 to 70, and just literally started fucking. Lost my mind.
He threw like a bro. That was a heavy chair.
Probably an 80-pound chair.
That was a heavy
at you. Sailed past his head.
No. I think I just armed it like to the side. Right. Like I was like this, like a matrix.
And honestly, talking about it again now, it's funny because I think in that moment, something that I have rarely seen of you in a time like that, I think you were the one that realized that this was getting to a place that it was not going to come back from.
Because I had gotten what I wanted.
Correct.
I just wanted
to. So you stopped filming? You stopped rolling?
No, he wasn't filming any of that. Yeah,
understand. This was not. It was a bit later.
Yeah, the cameras were off. This was real.
But before that, you filmed a little. A little.
No.
Hey, man. Are you okay?
I just want to roll the tape.
Yo, the equity, unfortunately, we're going to have to take it back.
Can we roll the tape of what we got beforehand?
So he's
such a dirty guy.
So I
want the audience to be able to picture this.
No. It's nothing. It was two bodies moving under covers is what you saw.
And then
you
he gets up anything. And snaps.
And especially you didn't see Lana. You couldn't know who it was. That's why I was like, this is kind of funny. It was kind of funny, but it was also invasive.
To hear the girl's point of the story. You know what I mean? Like just starting to date you guys.
Yeah, you got to understand, dude. It's like, simply put, the shit that we talk about on this show is the real us, but we go to like 70% here. I mean, there is so much stuff that people will judge us. Listen, to an extent, a lot of times there's a quote unquote statute of limitations, at least morally, for us to talk about shit. And you'll hear stuff 2 years later when we decide that we've aged up from there and gotten better.
Yeah.
And so honestly, like we can tell that story now, but we have hundreds of stories like that where crazy shit has happened. And honestly, like things are very different now, but that was a rough.
And I was a fan of the whole thing, to be honest with you. I was like, yo, I don't see any issue with two boys just fucking being boys, just fucking each other up a little bit.
Right. Yeah, those situations will bring you closer together.
100%. They always have to do.
Especially you two, you hang out together, work together, all this
stuff. It was bound to happen.
Well, we've had a few things, but it's always fun. My favorite thing is when people try to come up to us in public, and you won't be with me sometimes, but they'll come up and like, you know, I feel like I've got a good read on you and Logan, like in your relationship. And I feel like I know exactly. I'm like, bro, you don't know anything. You know nothing, bro. You know nothing about how this relationship works, bro.
And then you two went and got in a fight together outside that club.
Oh, wow. And then 2 year statute of limitations.
And look at that bonding experience. There's nothing better than you and your boy just beating the shit up.
Look, this girl, back to this girl. Yeah. So this girl I had DM'd a long time ago. She had never responded. It was very embarrassing. I had to unsend it. It was a whole thing. Mind of my business in Puerto Rico. Again, the women had shifted down on the priority ladder, and I'm not being forward with them. If I want to hang out with a girl now, it's going to be someone who I've hung out with in the past. No new shit. That's the biggest thing. Guess who comes fucking sliding in my DMs, dude? This girl from years ago. I said, well. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's my beard, my brand new beard, the haircut. You know,
the millions maybe of
she,
dollars.
Maybe she. The
I saw you were
dollars.
Number 9 on the YouTube list.
Hey, Logan. Do you have your brother's number?
Or even better, Mr. Beast.
Was he number 1?
Yeah.
And by the way, he said that's not even close. Mr. Beast came in at 54 million. It's not even close. If they were to count all his crypto and investment shit.
That guy just prints money.
Yeah.
They also overlooked Ed Bassmaster. I feel like he's got to be on
there. Yeah, he's got to be on the list.
Would you look at that?
Sorry.
Just look at it.
Look at it.
Take a look at it.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's kind of cool. She's a beautiful girl. Great. I'll entertain this. You know, I'll break my rule of like, fuck women for now, and I'll entertain this.
So you go from fuck women to back to... Fucking
with. Yeah. No. We were just texting a little bit, and the fucking girl, I sent you this. She sends me a text that was meant to go to her friend.
Oh my god! She
did to you what you did to you know who?
Yes.
Hilarious.
And by the way, this is the second girl to fucking do this to me.
In the past 2 weeks.
There's got to be a word for this, and I've done it too. When you send a text about someone.
To that person
because you're thinking about them.
A slip text.
What's it called?
A slip text.
Slip text is good.
That kind of works.
I just made that up.
Yeah,
I said
it works.
It's good, right?
We said collateral.
That's too much.
No, slip text is better.
Foreign people can't even pronounce that. Slip text.
Yeah. But she's
trademarked that.
Slip text is actually good.
I do those a lot.
No, it's bad because you're thinking about it. She goes, here's what she said. we were talking about like some bullshit and she goes, I'm going to change the names here and the location.
No, fuck that. Run it. Fuck that. Yeah, run it. Hey, we know this one. No, I know this one. Run this one. Run this one.
Out of nowhere, she goes, I think Harry is fucking.
No, no, no. Give context. Can you give a little context leading up to it? Your text first.
I said, are you inviting me to New York? And she, her response was, I think Harry is fucking a porn star in Costa Rica right now. So fuck Harry. Maybe Harry can be my next. LMFAO, wrong person, inside joke with my friend.
Inside.
There's got to be a better cover up for that, you know?
She said inside joke. You know when you fuck that one guy named Harry? You don't do that with your friends?
How many fucking guys do you know named Harry?
There's only one person named Harry in the whole world, especially ones that would be fucking Jersey? Porn stars in Costa Rica.
Too hot to handle?
Yes. At one point, just a sweet man.
I love him. I love him.
We all love him. He's a sweetheart.
My response was, good old Harry Joseph. Quite a lad. He's a sweetheart. Anyways.
I can't believe this. And you asked, George, you asked right there. You said, why did she send that response? LMFAO. Sorry, I meant to send that to my friend. Let me ask you a question, brother.
Yes.
Have you ever been involved in a slip text before? Don't answer it. Yes. Just let me finish.
Yes.
Do you?
And okay. I have a great story for
okay.
that.
Okay. Do you remember that feeling in your chest? It's a gut. Do you remember the adrenaline that starts flowing through your veins? Do you remember how it feels like your penis may fall off your body as it shrivels into your stomach?
It's called panic,
out of
brother.
Fear and panic. Because I'll tell you, even for people who have witnessed traumatic incidents in life, there's nothing worse than sending a slip text.
It's bad.
The moment that thing says delivered and you notice what you have just done is a moment that you will never, ever fucking forget.
Bro. I had to cut the other girl off because she sent me two screenshots of our conversation and then some shit like, he's being such an asshole right now. And like, I'm letting him know that he's being an asshole by like feeding into. And I was like, hey, like I've made this error before. What? And she goes, no, I meant to send it to you to prove what I would have sent to my sister if I had sent it to her. But like, I'm being a mature. Shut the fuck up.
She thought she was writing the screenplay for Inception. What the fuck?
I was at Walgreens and you were there. And I'm going to say her name, but please beep it out. When we're in Walgreens next 1600, I had a crush on this girl in Arizona. So I was like, oh shit. Somehow got her number before we went to the movies. And I was like, yo, this is the fucking dopest thing ever. Texting, I had the balls to ask her out, right? I asked her out and then I screenshot it thinking I'm going to send it to my friend and be like, yo, check out this big dick energy.
Oh, no.
I go, she's so bad. I go, give me a few minutes. I'll let you know what happened. Some shit like, bro, like kill me, bro. Sends, I drop the phone, bro. It's like this. Oh, I'm staring at it and I'm like, in disbelief. I'm looking at it and I go, God, what's good, bro? Like, I was praying for this. What kind of sick, twisted game is this? I immediately go, I can't fix this. I'm a fuck up. I ran outside next door. This is my buddy Greg. I slammed the door. I go, bro, help. I don't know. I go, I waited for fucking years to go on this date. He grabs me and goes, what were you planning on taking her? I go, fucking bowling. He goes, did she know that? And I go, yeah. He goes, you got to be open and honest. He goes, hey, I'm sorry I sent you that text. I was just honestly really excited. But if you still want to go bowling, I'm just hoping I didn't strike out.
Oh, I would have said I got robbed and some fucking maniac took my phone. I don't know. Throw your phone in the ocean or some shit after that.
Airplane mode. I like that a lot, George.
Dude, I just got to roll
with it. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Jeff?
You know, I agree. Honesty. Yeah, honesty's great. Yeah.
You had to. And that's the issue. Both of them weren't honest about it. Yeah. None of them actually took accountability for this blunder. And so, like, you unfortunately, you both get caught off.
But right? you, knowing you, I can't imagine that you would have had any more of a positive reaction to them being honest either, because I know how serious you take sharing info that exists between you and someone else.
I do.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like a huge thing with you.
I also try my best not to do the now, anyways, the influencer overlap, if you will.
What's that? If somebody's messing around, so you don't get involved?
No, no, with girls.
Yeah.
It's like...
more influencer girls?
No, the girls who fuck the influencers.
Oh, you like if you're hooking up, yeah. Like you want girls that don't play in that pool.
Just then, now, yeah. Like, you know, right. It was, but
you're leveled up.
A little bit. Yeah.
I want to say this really quickly. On the DM tip. On the KSI episode, I talked about a really shitty DM I sent. Remember that?
Say it one more time.
On the KSI episode, I talked about a really shitty DM that I sent.
Oh, yeah, she responded.
She responded after the episode came out.
She watches Impulsive.
She watched it. Dude, so I thought to myself exactly what you just said. How many smoking hot models and Instagram chicks watch Impulsive?
A ton. I mean,
what I'm thinking to myself is like, damn.
Not in a bad way.
I don't think so.
Hold on. What I was thinking to myself.
I think we got Jimbo from Arkansas watching.
Dude, no.
Jimmy from Tuscaloosa.
Because it's bullshit, bro. Because none of this shit happened when I was single. I wasn't getting DMs from bad bitches when I was single. I even showed my girlfriend, I go, look the fuck you did. You made a good man out of me. Now these bitches want me.
I told her, act up. Archive all these bitches. I go, act up.
I go, don't appreciate me one day and see where I'm going. I'm just kidding, sweetheart. I know you're so much greater than me. I appreciate being in this relationship.
But now I'm curious. I mean, it's like, dude, if you're a smoking hot dime Instagram model watching the show right now, shoot us.
Shoot Mike.
Don't shoot me.
Just shoot him. Just shoot Mike.
Shoot Mike. With a rifle of sorts.
Yeah, and if you happen to be in Utah right now at this moment, or it'll be too late by the time.
No, yeah, you happen to be in Utah, what, 3 days before this episode airs, while you watch this episode, shoot us a... I don't think that's going to work, Jeff.
You're on your own, bro. I'm just, you know, you do your thing. I'm in the same boat. No more smoking weed, reading books.
You know what I'm doing? You know how my priorities shifted, and I'm successfully, sort of, staying away from women? I'll be honest with you, boys. Jerking off twice a day.
Nice!
Morning and night. Once in the morning, once at night. You know that scene from Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And McConaughey's like, you got to get those numbers up. There's a rookie number. At the time, I was like, that's fucking weird, bro. You go in the bathroom to fucking jerk off during work, and he's talking about being laser focused and shit. What are you talking about? Now I get it. Let me tell you something, boys. If you release twice a day, I'm fucking on. Yeah. I'm lasered. And all you have to do... is masturbate? Yeah. Sign me up.
All the teenagers are like, yeah, dude, I'm totally not. Wait until you get to 8, bro. You'll see the fucking future, man. You want to do the future? 2 years in the future? Jack off 14 times a day, 15 times a day. You'll fucking know what Elon Musk is doing, bro. To the moon? No, to the nut, dude. You'll know what the fuck's happening.
I just don't got time. I don't got time for girls for what I want to do right now. And the only way that neutralize my stupid male
is
instinct.
To jerk off to girls.
You neutralize by nutting.
He's like, I don't need girls. I just jerk off to girls.
You think that gives you more energy, more strength? Because your body's producing more?
I think it's entirely possible.
Are you watching porn?
So this is where it gets tricky. Because then I was like, damn, I'm watching too much porn. This is weird.
Terrible for you.
Yeah, so bad.
So now you just look at NFTs. You look at World of Women.
Yeah. There's some hot NFTs. The World of Women. There's some hot NFTs. I just bought one that I'm waiting for the metaverse so I could fuck my NFT.
Well, if you jerk off enough, you can get into the metaverse right now.
That's what you're saying. Thinking 2 years ahead.
Sure that's
I just bought one. And when that fucking metaverse comes out, that's it.
Yeah, you fucking.
I'm going to fuck my fucking NFT. I'm holding, baby. Kids, you know what that means? I'm fucking saving that.
Do you think an STD in the metaverse would be like a fucking virus that just shuts your shit down? Like you fucked a whore in the online. You're like, fuck. Now I got to get an antivirus shit. You go to the doctor. I'm teaching.
Because it's not what we used to think when we're playing games and stuff. Like Grand Theft Auto, you could beat up a hooker after you have sex with her and then take the money back. Right. You know? Now, if you do that in the metaverse, do you get arrested in the metaverse?
Yeah, because it's all in the blockchain. You can't beat a hooker up on the blockchain.
So what? Hey, man,
are you trying to like crawl back into prison? What the
fuck's
happening?
No, he's just asking. No, see, this is why me and Jeff get along. He's asking the right questions. I mean, dude, like everybody thought that you were going to be able to go out, steal a school bus, do $130. You do that in the metaverse with a couple kids on it. What's going to happen? You're going to get a ticket for one ETH. meet us in fucking in court by Judge Gary Vaynerchuk, presiding justice. You know, guys, you got to make 3 TikToks a day, guys. how the fuck did Nelk get in before us?
New York base. It's a geographic location we do not have covered. There's a lot of people in New York.
Hey, shout out to those guys, by the way. They're doing a good show.
They're doing
over there,
great. Yeah? They're pushing us to be better. They really 100%. Are. They really are.
Yeah. All you guys are pushing us to be better. It's no more weed.
Starting today.
And steroids. I want everybody on steroids by fucking tonight. We'll get them somewhere around this house. I'm sure they're laying around.
So I was
it's like, fucked up, but they do look like they're high right now. Look at all
them. No, they are. You're both going down the fucking lines.
You don't smoke? Who are you? Yeah. Those kids are.
This guy looks
you
like a narc.
You Steven?
Kinda.
Steven, come on out. Just sit next to Jeffrey. No, but Steven, we're not asking.
No, we're asking. Steven, only if you want. You want?
Come on out. These are my boys that I mentor. You know, I know you like to keep a crew around you that show you the way. I've gotten to a point in my life where I feel like I need to take these guys under my wing, and I'm helping him out with his confidence and stuff like that. Here, Steven,
he's beautiful.
You feeling more confident ever since you've been working with Jeff?
No. Yeah. Honest. No. Yeah. That was a joke.
He's
honest.
He beats the fuck out of him as soon as he starts.
No. I really. Yeah. I do feel more confident.
Yeah. Well, when I met you just now upstairs, you were holding a toaster, and I went to tap you on your back to say excuse me and then introduce myself. And when I tapped you, I'd never seen someone shriek and jump with that velocity.
Yeah, I'm just not good at like social situations.
I see. Well, I'm sorry I tapped your shoulder.
It's fine. No, it's
you're number 6 on YouTube's fucking top paid people.
Number 9,
George, where are you going with
this? No, it was very nice of you, Logan. I appreciate it. I even said it to you right there in front of them. You came in and you introduced yourself to everybody in the house.
I try to do that. I do that. It's a thing. I think it's important.
Yeah, no, that's a great show character. Space. It's really nice. Yeah, Mike came in here and he said, what the fuck are you doing with these people here?
Where are we going with that?
I'm just saying
it. Who doesn't do that? I mean, who doesn't walk in the house?
You came in here and said, you were bringing one cameraman.
You said it from a point of like context. Was there someone that you don't know that doesn't introduce themselves when they walk in the house? Or
look, bro, I've been in this business a long time. You know, I've been around my fair share of big shots. You know, you two aren't fucking anything I'm not used to seeing. So when he comes in and says, what's up to my boys here? Goes a long way. I appreciate it.
It meant a lot. Yeah.
By the way, don't throw me under the bus. Keep in mind, I was the one that fought
you
for your boy
to come.
You said
he has to sleep in the snow outside. It's 7
into the garage.
0 outside.
I think it's a good growth lesson.
And that is true. That'll build your confidence.
Bro, you know, let me ask you a question.
He asked to chip in afterwards. That was weird.
I did ask for $2 for using the back.
He told me he has to shovel snow all down the block. The neighbors too.
Jeff, let me ask you a question. You know how many people want to sit in that seat where he is right now? You know how many DMs? You know how many motherfucking people asked to be on the show? You know how lucky this kid? No, stop.
At what point it's not a fucking show anymore? Again, look around.
What is it? The metaverse? Web 3.0? What is it?
No. We're just a bunch of fucking dudes talking on a couch.
Yeah, and these are everybody's favorite episodes. We got a very intimate camera right now. This is great.
I almost died on Red Bull in the beginning.
Yeah, that was weird. I've never seen anybody OD on Red Bull.
You guys were talking to me, and I swear to God, I was like,
so, bro, no drugs, no weed, no alcohol?
No, I don't do any of that. Alcohol, but 21.
Oh, you 21?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a long way to go, kid.
Jeff told me that you had a pass with as a.
I swear that's not.
So look, let me clear that up. Let me clear that up for him because he's nervous. You might not be able to.
How did you get in a confusing state?
So. There was a situation where I needed him to shave his head and eyebrows for a scene that we ended up deleting the scene anyway. We never even got to use it, but he had to obviously wait for his hair to grow back and eyebrows. And when you met him that day, he was, you know, his skin's very pale. Good. It wasn't his call, you know, it was just part of the role.
Is that true?
And yeah. No, but
and
he
you wanted him to build he's got tons of he's got,
So shave your eyebrows, kid.
Hey, you want to feel confidence? Get rid of everything. Eyebrows first.
I don't understand. I run a hair show. It's different. I don't expect everybody to understand.
Yeah, you know, the barber shops yet.
Hey,
we needed him to be pure. You know, it was the start of a new season, and I needed my new sidekick to be pure and show that he wasn't going to betray me like the last guy. Which, you know, I don't, you know who I'm talking about, yeah. Jonah, if you're watching.
So you needed him to be pure? So
he proved himself to me, and look at where he's at now. Rolling with me to Utah, my favorite state,
yeah.
to take over, you know?
Guys, this is Pete. You may know him as Unnecessary Balling. He's the man. He's been on the show before. He's the man behind Juice World's success, a lot of Juice World success in his management position, as well as Trippy and a bunch of other guys. Love having him on the fucking show. And Leroy, of course, bro. Good to have you back, brother.
He helped me facilitate the music video. I directed the music video because him. He let me.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. The one with Lana Rhodes in it, yeah?
Yes.
Great one, man.
Nice. Yeah, you gave me some tips on some NFTs earlier.
Absolutely, NFTs
down about 50% of my money right now. Damn, right. That's the game. That's how it goes. Right?
That's why you gotta say not financial advice.
Correct.
You say, that's you feel me? You can be like, yo, put $1 million into this. Not financial advice.
There was a great response to you on the first episode, by the way. People loved you. You came in. I think Trippy was having a little bit of a quiet day that day, and you came
out. He's very lively. I feel like you just got to get comfortable, and then you got to get in his world.
Do you feel like when you sit down on the Impulsive Podcast, there's a lot of pressure? A little bit. Be honest.
You know what? So much pressure.
Yeah. We don't want it to feel like, Steven, we don't want it to feel like that. But I mean, I'm sorry, I got to call out your past, bro. You used to do some dirty things when you were in there.
Shut up.
You're
doing
it.
What did I do? When you go 4 octave higher,
you definitely did something.
Oh, God. No. I always do that. That's like my.
Wait, so what are you accused of doing again?
No, stop. Steven, you're doing fine. I'm kidding. You're fine.
You're kidding. You're catching him right now. It's a bad time. He's tough. We've been doing street fights. We've been going out to practice.
What did you end up doing with the toaster that you had?
He almost dropped it in the bathtub with him. I said, Steven, and I know I said that R word. We're allowed to say that over in our crew because we bring it back, because most of us are.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, I got hit in the head with a crane. I got a handicap pass in my car. I only have one more year left with it. But, you know, I mean, we can fucking say it.
We don't censor our guests. We censor ourselves. You can say whatever the fuck you want on this show.
We're bringing it back. We're allowed to say it. Right, Steven?
Dude, this poor kid.
He is PR trained.
Like, Steven, I want to give you this opportunity. Fucking listen to me. I want to give you an opportunity right now. You do a lot on TikTok. Just plug your TikTok right now.
Whoa, no, I didn't.
Steven, I'm not. Bro, dog, what are you doing, bro? Plug your fucking TikTok.
See, that's why people get nervous, because he's about to whip his ass.
No, I'm sorry, Steven. What do you do on TikTok? Amazing skits.
I do like awkward skits. I try to exaggerate it, but this is like, okay. So I make really awkward scenarios and make it look real, and I'll post them on TikTok.
What's an example?
Like me trying to talk to a girl and it's going horrible for me. And
it's awkward when you talk to girls.
Yeah, and usually I'm not like awkward and like actually like that awkward in person, but right now it's pretty bad. It's pretty on point.
Let me back up. And I'm sorry. I like to mess with you. Obviously, I'm messing around. You're fucking incredible. You're a great kid. He's so fucking funny. But this year is a lot of fucking pressure when you come on the show. I mean, George, you walked off before a panic attack from the Red Bull overdose. If we do it ourselves,
Can I say something about Steven? His entire, like, the whole TikTok success that he has, he did it entirely on his own. I was like, don't do that shit. It's whack. And then he fucking blew up from it. But the reason Steven and I hit it off so well is he's got a good energy. And I just look at his dumb face sometimes, and it just makes me happy. I just find joy in him. He's a gem. He truly is. It was a great find. He came into my house one day randomly, and he was like, hey, can I have a job? I'll work for free.
That's Blink if you're in trouble.
Just ambitious, man.
What's your TikTok? You should say it.
Well, hold on, Mike, because my handles are confusing. It's my daddy Steve.
That's why I didn't want to say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching this episode of Impulsive. Go follow my daddy Steve on TikTok. We love you guys. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time. Thank you, guys.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right.
The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.